Hello, and welcome to this Medscape Stroke Update. My name is Dr. Mark Alberts, Vice Chair of Neurology at UT Southwestern here in Dallas, Texas. Today, I would like to talk to you about a very interesting study published in JAMA Neurology on December 23, 2013. This study, done by a group at Mass General and Brigham and Women's in Boston, looked at the issue of expansion in patients with a primary intracerebral hemorrhage. Overall, this was a large study that looked at 817 patients in the initial cohort and then 195 patients in a validation cohort after they had determined predictors of ICH expansion. Overall, what they found is that expansion of the intracerebral hemorrhage occurred in about 19% of patients. They were able to identify four clinical and radiologic factors that were highly predictive of ICH expansion. These included the use of warfarin, the time to when a CT was done, earlier versus later was more predictive of ICH expansion, the volume of the intracerebral hemorrhage, and the presence of a spot sign on CT angiography. Now, for this study, they defined expansion of the bleed as the bleed growing by 6 or more mLs or by 33% or more. So using all of these factors, they developed a 9-point assessment scale or prediction scale for the ICH expanding. What they found is that if the score was 0, there was a 6% risk of the bleed expanding, which in and of itself is pretty high. But if the score went up to 7, the risk of the ICH expanding went up to 46%. Besides the ICH expanding, they also looked at overall mortality. And here again, the score was highly predictive. A score of 1 led to an in-hospital mortality of 13%, while a score of 5 led to an in-hospital mortality of 34%. Now, this study did have some limitations. Serial CT scans often were not done routinely based on the clinical needs of the patient. And another limitation is that obviously patients with significant renal dysfunction could not or did not get CT angiography because of concerns for dye toxicity. Nonetheless, I think this was a large, well-done study with an internal validation cohort. And that validation cohort had a C statistic of 0.77, meaning that it did a fairly good job predicting the risk or occurrence of ICH expansion using the four parameters we talked about a few minutes ago. So since ICH expansion has very severe consequences, I think this could be another useful tool in help us both treating patients as well as selecting patients for inclusion in any number of trials aimed at reducing the risk of ICH expansion. Thank you for joining me for this Medscape Stroke Update. Have a good day.